you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Little screen to Adams. Ooh, he got popped in the face.
Oh, my.
Mountgarden comes out, and they're asking for help right away.
Jim, oh, no.
And a flag.
That looked bad.
That was the hit on Davante Adams in last night's NFL game between the Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears on CBS football coverage. And, you know, here we are another weekend, and the questions all surrounding, what's going to be done? What's, you know, how are the protests going to go down, et cetera? Well, you know, last night was interesting because Aaron Rodgers, former league MVP and the quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, had said, well, we want to do something different. And I got to give it to both teams. Both the Chicago Bears and the Green Bay Packers stood for the national anthem. Not a single player on either team took a knee, and I was happy about that. Now, what's going to happen this weekend? Who knows? Are we going to have, you know, at the Bucks-Giants game, and the Giants, you know, goodness, can they win one? This could be as good a chance as they're going to get. The Jets are playing the Jaguars, who are just red hot. They are not the Jacksonville team of old, that's for sure. They're 2-1, and they've had some big wins over some unexpected teams. But you know, Jets won their first game last week, so there could be some surprises in the bag. I think the Redskins, they're playing Kansas City. I think Kansas City's going to pummel them, but. But my point about Davante Adams goes to a deeper level, because while that injury, that hit, and he was literally carried off the field by stretcher because a Chicago Bear player came in and hit him head-to-head full speed, and he was penalized, and he may be suspended and some other things. But there was another part of the Davante Adams story last night that I wanted people to know about, and it was this, that on CBS last night, when they did the national anthem, and I pulled off the screenshot of this and I put it on the social media today, in the midst of all the Packers players just arm in arm, which I'm okay with. I'm okay with the arm in arm. As long as you're not taking a knee and disrespecting the flag during the anthem, if you don't want to put your hand over your heart or salute or whatever like that, I'm not going to hold that against you. But if you're standing at attention and paying respect, I give you credit. But if you look at the center of the picture that I posted, and you go all the way to the center of the screen, it's number 17. It's Mr. Davante Adams. And later in the game, he would have that double hit on his head and be carried off in a stretcher. But in this picture, during the national anthem, this African-American player not only is not kneeling, he has his hand proudly over his heart. Good on you, Davante. Good on you. And we're glad to see on your Twitter feed this afternoon that you're out of the hospital, back home, and saying prayers. Thanks for all the prayers. Thank you. Kevin McCullough, we'll see you next time.